إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، اللهم واجعله الوارث منا يا رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful. All praise and thanks are due to him, and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him, and he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters. Even though we are supposed to talk maybe about Eid and celebrations, but you know, this minbar, this platform basically is designed in Islam for many reasons, on top of which is to fix misconceptions. Today I will be talking about the story of Qarun from the people of Moses. And the reason for why I want to talk about this story is that even though we are in the general, during the time of the Eid, we are celebrating, we are supposed to be happy, yet many other Muslims and non-Muslims around the world, they are facing oppression and aggression, and they are killed on the hand of, you know, bad people, oppressors, etc. So the question that easily is raised and was raised in the face of someone like myself, Sheikh, Doctor, why Allah keeps silent against these problems? Is it true that Allah is silent? هل يسكت الله عن الظلم? Is it true? Because now when we see what happens in Gaza, what happens in Myanmar, what happens in Sudan, what happens in Libya, what happens in Syria and many other countries, Ya Sheikh, where is Allah? Why Allah is leaving those people? So therefore, I felt I need to tackle this point. So the first part of the answer, before delving into the story of Qarun alayhi salam, which will take the duty of answering this question, we need to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this universe and He laid down laws, وضع فيها قوانين, سنن كونية, in which He controls this universe. Allahu يحكم الكون بهذه القوانين. It's not just when a mistake is happened, immediately just a button is pressed and everything is finished. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. Just a small, simple example. If you are the principal or the director of an academic institution, like a school for example, and you have a bad boy, he is not attending the class. The fact he did not attend the class or did not attend the exam does not mean that immediately he will be kicked out of the school. You need to pay his attention. You need to give him a warning, to give him second opportunity, third, fourth. He might be prohibited from sitting for the final exam. At the end, he will be kicked out if he insisted on that. Allah has something similar to this. But let's understand how Allah is operating His universe with regard. Is it true that Allah is silent regarding oppression, wal-iyadu billah, and aggression, and those dictators who are killing many innocent people? Let's see how Allah is answering us through the story of Qarun. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I will read the verses in full in Arabic, then I will deal with them in English. It's in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 77 and onward. إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من قبله من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا ولا يسأل عن ذنوبهم المجرمون فخرج على قومه في زينته قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم وقال الذين أوتوا العلم ويلكم ثواب الله خير لمن آمن وعمل صالحا ولا يلقاها إلا الصابرون فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر لولا أمن الله علينا لخسف بنا ويكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين من جاء بالحسنة فله خير منها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى الذين عملوا السيئات إلا ما كانوا يعملون If all of you understand Arabic, I would stop now and finish my khutbah. Because the answer to the question is from A to Z, completely in the following verses that I have read. And Arabs, those who understand Arabic, they know what I'm talking about. Because Allah did not leave not even single simple point, but is answered in His laws according to the question. Is Allah silent? Does Allah leave these things? The answer is no. So let's go just the quick steps in English. إِنَّ قَارُونَ كَانَ مِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَى فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ Qarun, he was from the people of Moses, Musa alayhi salam, apparently when they were in Egypt. And you know that the people of Israel at that time, they were maybe the only true believers and Muslims at that time. And the people of Pharaoh, Egyptians at that time, you know, they were oppressing the people of Israel, the believers at that time. So they were killing them, enslaving them. Yet, Qarun, he was from the people of Musa, which means in our language now, he was from the Muslims and the believers. Yet, he was with the enemy against his people. فَكَانَ خَائِنًا You say he was a tyrant, he was an oppressor, helping the enemy against his fellow believers. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ And we have given him treasures to a degree the keys of the gates of the treasures need a number between 3 to 7 up to 9 strong people just to hold the keys. In our language, he was a multi-billionaire, not a multi-millionaire, if not a multi-trillionaire in our language. Because if the keys need around 7 strong people just to be holded, just the keys. Can you imagine what is the treasure at that time that he used to? Very powerful, a lot of money, a lot of qila. فَبَغَى عَلَيْهِمْ He oppressed them. He was aggressive with them, helping the enemies. Look and make analogy. He asked what happens in our time. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ قال إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ The word al-farah in the Quran here means don't be arrogant. أي لا تتكبر. He said, so Allah sent to him from the believers of his people at that time, people of Israel, to warn him and to remind him in case if he was ignorant or did not come to his mind or whatever. Don't ever be arrogant. Be careful. Allah hates arrogance. Be careful. Allah does not lie. So it was sent to him, plus his inner nature and his understanding. But then he was given the advice, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. They were giving him the law in what you have, try to seek the hereafter. Don't forget your share from this life. Then Allah continues, قال ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. Don't ever seek corruption in this on earth. Allah does not like the corrupts. Allah hates them. قال what was his reply? So he received the warning, the clarification, the understanding. His reaction was built on arrogance. قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. I was given all what I have because of the knowledge that I have. It's an extra arrogance. Instead of submitting himself with humility to Allah, saying, thank you, Ya Allah, for what you have given me, but it's because of the knowledge that I have. And by the way, this is applicable in every single person of us. It's not just in the big politicians. It could be applicable on me, this attitude, if I am the strong father and I'm controlling everyone in the family. If I am the strong head of a tribe and nearly controlling and an aggressor against everyone that I'm, you know, or under my supervision or under my power. قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي. Allah is replying, أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من قبله من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا. Does not he know that Allah has destroyed before him from the generations those who were much more powerful than him in collecting the money, and they have much more power than him? Does not he know? Which means he knows about them. He has an idea about those dictators, what happened with them. So he knows. But فخرج على قومه, yet he insisted on the arrogance. After he received all these kind of warnings on the hand, on the tongue of the occasions, from the people, be careful, don't do it. So he was given the opportunity. He was given the chance. He was given the space. Then at a certain time, when he was in the mightiest of his power, فخرج على قومه في زينته. He came out with all kind of the adornments, and it controls the power, the decoration, all kind of attraction things. The people around him, the guards with him, the power with him, weapons with him, the people. قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتى قارون. So Allah is warning us, be careful. Don't be misled when you look to those people. Those who are seeking the worldly life, they said, we wish if we have like what Qarun has had. Ya salam, niyalu, as we say. We wish if we were like him. We wish. قال يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتى قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم. Indeed, he is of great fortune. Allah has given him a lot of niyalu. Wow! He has amazing. We wish we are like him. The many people, they were not looking. Wow, okay, I wish if I'm working with this big guy, powerful guy, mashallah, whether a politician or a money or authority or whatever. And we close our eyes, but he's a dictator, he's a killer, he's a thief, he's other, who cares? He's very powerful, Jeff. I wish if I'm working with him. I wish if he allows me to be with him. Ya Ammi, ittaqillah. At any time the punishment could come to him. Who cares, Sheikh? Money talks, Sheikh. Sheikh, money, power. Money is power. Many people, they think in this way, even though they know, yet they ignore. They close the eyes. So what the law tells us here? The law says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ, now Allah has sent the reply even to those people. قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ, those who were given the knowledge, they replied, to correct and to fix the misconception even of those who were misled, like many of us now. قَالَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ وَيْلَكُمْ, wow to you, be careful, don't misunderstand. وَيْلَكُمْ ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِمَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. the ajr, the reward from Allah is much more beneficial for those who do the good deeds and believe than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الصَّابِرُونَ. Just the patient who will receive this kind of ajr, which means you need to be a believer, you need to be patient, you see all these things, don't share with them, don't agree them, don't support them, don't have any kind of feelings to be like them or with them. And just be patient if you can do nothing, in case if you can't do nothing. What was the result? فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah has caused the earth to swallow him and his home, which means all his treasures, the trillions of what he owns. Is not like us now, it's not just papers, not just coins, it's gold and jewels, billions and trillions of them. Allah ordered the land, you know, swallowed him. The earth, it was open, he was completely inside it, he was swallowed by the land, by the earth. Swallowed him, that was disappeared completely from the earth. فقال فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان من المنتصرين. No one was able to defend him, nor he himself was able to defend himself. No one. Just the earth swallowed him, and that's it. When Allah decided that the time has come. وأصبح الذين تمنوا مكانه بالأمس يقولون ويكأن الله يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر لولا أن من الله علينا لخسف بنا ويكأنه لا يفلح الكافرون. Those who wished to be in his position, they said, it's true clear that Allah does extend the provision for some people. Allah يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ. Allah does extend the provisions, the reserve, the sustenance for ever whom He wills. وَيْكَأَنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. It's true indeed that the disbelievers, the tyrants, the aggressors will not succeed. So they witnessed by their eyes when the decision has come. تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. The hereafter we created the hereafter, which means the reward at the day of judgment, just for those who do not to be, you know, as aggressors or oppressors for the others. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the reward will be for those who were fearing Allah and righteous and pious people. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسْنَةِ فَلَهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى الَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ إِلَّا مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And here comes the amazing justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is confirming to us, if you did a good deed, this will be double to 10 times. But if you did something bad, you have to know you will be punished just for what you have done, and it will not be doubled against you. It's like at the end, even though I was given all kind of warnings, and this is the law yet, if you want to repent, if you want to stop aggression, if you want to stop still, you will be just punished for what you have done. While if you do the good thing, it will be doubled to 10 times. By this, Allah is answering us. Is it true that Allah is silent regarding what happens? No, no, no. Allah has His own way happening. It's not necessarily I and you, just in the short term, to witness everything as we wish, exactly in that time that we want to see. Allah does punish the one who deserves, and Allah does give the time for those who deserve. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Respected brothers and sisters, let's try to fix a principle, a rule in our minds. Whenever you see something you are not able to understand, why Allah is allowing such and such, why Allah is not reacting towards such and such, the principle, the rule that you need to start from, your departure point should be to have the good intention, good thinking, good attitude towards Allah. Go and seek the knowledge to understand why. If you can't submit that Allah is operating His universe in His way, it's not my way. Don't ever lose trust in Allah's wisdom. Be careful. Part of the attributes and names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakim. Part of wisdom of Allah is to do the thing, the best thing in the right time, right way, and the best, you know, manner and way. So when I see something, okay, where is Allah? No, Allah doesn't exist and He's witnessing everything. Don't ever let the Satan and the weakness of yourself comes to you inside to tell you, okay, if that's true, where is your Lord? Why He's there? No, be careful. The most important thing, to trust in Allah. Plus, do your best, you, not to be from those people. Because when Allah decides that the story will be finished, the only thing that you are asked to do, don't be like them, don't be with them, don't support them. Any oppressor, any aggressor, whether in the highest political level or the lowest level in the social family level, are the same in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most important thing, don't be part of a dhulum. Don't let injustice be part of your action. By this, you will be saved, inshallah, by the Mawla Azza wa Jal. Allahumma fardana wa rahmna wa afina wa afu'anna ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina ya Rahman ya Rahim. Allahumma arhamna fawqa al-ardi wa tahta al-ardi wa yawm al-ardi alayka ya Kareem. Allahumma anta rabbuna la ilaha illa anta khalaqtana wa nahnu abiduk. Wa nahnu ala ahdika wa wa'dika ma istata'na. Na'udu bika min sharri ma sana'na. Nabu'u laka bi ni'matika alayna wa nabu'u bi dhunubina. Faghfir lana fa innahu la yaghfir الذنوب إلا أنت يا رب أنت أعلم بحال المؤمنين والمسلمين والمستضعفين مشارق الأرض ومغاربها يا رب العالمين اللهم كن نصيرا لهم اللهم كن معهم ولا تكن عليهم اللهم كن معهم ولا تكن عليهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا تقصيرنا يا رب العالمين اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض ويوم العرض عليك يا كريم يا رحيم اللهم ارحم والدينا ووالدي والدينا وأصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا الله يا كريم يا رحيم يا رحيم. اللهم اغفر لمن توفي من أهلنا ووالدينا وأحبابنا ومن له حق علينا اللهم اغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا والآثام كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. خلاص الصلاة.